This is the May-June edition of Click Magazine, Science and Exploration for Young Kids. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer Ron Pariser. The front cover of the magazine features a mother and baby elephant snuggling, titled Baby Love. Click and the Kids, Story and Art by Betsy Page Brown, featuring Amy, Martin, Click, Liz the Sitter, and Nick. Bye-bye, Nick. I'll be back soon. Have fun playing with Amy and Martin. Take your time. I'm sure everything will be just fine. Click has a little red wagon with a book in it titled Babysitting 101. Wah! How long will Nick be staying? He brought a pretty big suitcase. Click is reading Excessive Crying, pages 20, 57, and 172. Hey, look, I found a sippy cup and a bib. Maybe Nick would like a snack. Nick, cup? Click reads, see also pages 96, 205, 392. Now he's happy. He thinks his sippy cup is a watering can. What a mess. Do you think he managed to get any food into his mouth? As soon as Liz cleans you up, we can play. Would you like that, Nick? Click says, I'll get the hose. Liz! Nick didn't get enough snack. He's trying to eat our toys. Click continues to read. Toddlers explore the world with their mouths. Oh dear, I forgot we'll have to put away the small things. Click reads, childproofing your home is essential. Come on over here, Nick. Let's play school. Mine! Oh no, Nick hasn't learned how to share. No, Nick, that's mine! Uh-oh, says Click. I mean, your turn. What game can we play with Nick? Not tag, he falls down too much. Click says, upsy-daisy, good job, Nick. And a guessing game wouldn't work because he doesn't know many words. Nick, cup? What about hide-and-seek? Can you cover your eyes, Nick? Peek-a-boo! Nick, you found us. Click says, hiding, bet he can't find me. The next article is on page 7. Carry Me by Tracy von der Brink. When you were a baby, you couldn't walk on your own. Someone had to carry you in their arms, in a baby carrier, or in a stroller, until you grew bigger and stronger. Some animal parents carry their babies, too. How do they do it? With their mouths. Cats of all kinds pick up their babies by the back of the neck to carry them. Other animals, such as dogs, squirrels, bears, and otters do the same. Crocodile and alligator moms scoop up their little ones and carry them inside their mouths. There are 4 photographs showing this. Click says, the baby animal goes limp, so being carried by the back of the neck doesn't hurt it. On their backs or bellies. Some animal babies hold tight to mom or dad's fur with their hands and feet. Other babies sit to take a ride. Some poison frog dads use their backs to carry their tadpoles one by one, as shown in these photographs. In a pouch. Marsupials are animals that raise their young in a pouch. Kangaroo and wallaby babies ride in their mother's pouch until 8 months old. A wombat's pouch faces backward so that it doesn't fill with dirt when mom digs with her front feet, also shown in these photographs. Not at all. Not all animal babies need to be carried. Some, like horses and giraffes, can walk and even run just a few hours after being born. Others, like lizards and snakes, hatch looking like small grown-ups and need no care from their parents. Click says, I can walk without any help, but sometimes it's just nice to be carried. Page 11. Ella's Baby Album. Hi, my name is Ella. I'm an African elephant. I'm 5 years old. Still a kid, but look how much I've grown. Here I am at 1 day old. I'm already 3 feet tall and weigh 250 pounds. Can you see the hair covering my body? Most elephant calves are born with hair. It falls off as we grow. I was able to stand just 15 minutes after I was born. I was walking a few hours later, and soon I was able to run. Look at me go. Yum. Here I am nursing. Baby elephants drink more than 3 gallons of milk a day and gain 2 or 3 pounds every day until we're about a year old. Then we keep drinking milk for another year or so, but we also eat grass and leaves. Ah, just like human babies like to suck their thumbs, elephant babies like to suck their trunks. It makes us feel calm and happy. An elephant trunk has more than 40,000 muscles. People have only about 600 muscles in their entire bodies. No wonder it takes months to learn how to control a trunk. I was super proud when I picked up this twig with my trunk. And look at me using my trunk to spray sand on myself. That trick took a lot of practice. All elephants do it. It helps protect our skin from bugs and the sun. A mud bath is another good way to protect our skin. It's fun, too. But sometimes it's easier just to stand under Mom to get out of the sun. I'm not quite 2 years old here. Look, my tusks are starting to show. Tusks are actually teeth and never stop growing. Maybe I'll show how they grow in my next photo album. Page 14. Yo Wants to Know by Leia and Alan Daniel. These shoes are getting too small, says Mom. Shoes don't get small, says Yo. Feet get big. They sure do, says Mom. When you were born, your feet were tiny, just like the rest of you. But I grew fast, says Yo. In this picture, I'm bigger, says Yo, and I can sit up. It wasn't long before you learned to crawl, says Mom. Then, on your first birthday, you took your first steps. Hey, exclaims Yo, my red car. Now I can hardly squeeze into it. It was a perfect size when you were 2, says Mom. Find a picture where I'm 3, says Yo. Here's one, says Mom, you and Lips trying to skate. And here you are last summer, says Mom. You're right, Yo, you do grow fast. I think I'm going to grow and grow until I'm a giant, says Yo. Oh dear, says Mom. Then I'll have to find giant shoes. Giant orange shoes, says Yo. Page 20. A Nest on My Porch by Buffy Silverman. Art by Paige Billen Fry. Journal date, April 15th. Grandma gave me this cool nature notebook for my birthday. I'm going to write all about the animals I see. This morning, a robin with grass in its beak flew to a post on our front porch. Another robin sang in the maple tree. I watched through binoculars from the living room window. Last year, a pair of robins raised a family on our porch. Maybe these robins will, too. Journal date, April 20. Yay! The robins built a nest. They worked all week, carrying twigs, grass, and mud. Mom says the robin with a black head and a dark, rusty red breast is the papa. Mama Robin's head is gray, and her feathers are not as brightly colored. She's harder to spot. I hope that will keep squirrels and other egg-eaters from following her to the nest. I took this picture of the papa. Mama Robin did most of the building. She shaped the nest into a little cup by pressing her chest inside it. Her feathers got so muddy. Then she added a soft blanket of grass inside. Journal date, April 25. I can peek right into the robin nest from the upstairs window. Mama Robin laid her first egg 4 days ago. Now that 4 blue eggs fill the nest, she sits there most of the day to keep them warm. I saw Papa Robin bring her a worm to eat. If anyone comes too close to the nest, the robins swoop overhead and yell, "Tuck, tuck, tuck." May 10. Mama and Papa Robin are busy, busy, busy. Two babies hatched 5 days ago, and two more the next day. The four hungry nestlings open their beaks wide all day, begging for food. At first, Mama Robin stayed and kept the babies warm while Papa looked for food. But now that the nestlings have some feathers, both parents fly back and forth, bringing worms and grubs. Two of the nestlings opened their eyes today. Journal date, May 15. The nest is getting crowded. The baby robins squirm and stretch and flap their little wings. Their bodies are covered with feathers. Their beaks are usually open, peeping and begging for food. But yesterday a cat snuck into the bushes and stared up at the nest. Mama and Papa Robin chattered, "Teek, teek, teek," and flew at the cat until it slunk away. While the parents squawked, the babies stayed still and silent in the nest. Journal date, May 17. Two of the babies left the nest today. Mom says that's called fledging. I spotted the fledglings hopping under the bushes. Papa Robin followed, feeding them when they opened their beaks. Two babies are still peeping in the nest. Mama Robin brings their meals. Journal date, May 19. The last robin fledged. It stood on the edge of the nest, flapped its wings, then tumbled down to land in a potted plant. It peeped for Mama Robin, and after a snack, it hopped and fluttered and even flew a little, but it's still kind of wobbly. I'll miss my robin family. I hope Mama Robin lays more eggs soon. Page 25. What a life! As you grow up, you get taller and bigger. But as a butterfly grows up, its body changes completely. This amazing journey is called metamorphosis. A monarch butterfly always lays her eggs on a milkweed plant. A caterpillar hatches from the monarch egg. It's the size of this comma, but not for long. It eats its eggshell, then all the milkweed leaves it can find. It eats and eats and grows and grows. Click says, "Would you like some cheese?" But the caterpillar's skin doesn't grow. It stays the same size. Soon, the caterpillar grows so big, its skin splits open. The caterpillar has a new, larger skin under the old one. It crawls out of its old, too tight skin and starts to eat again. The hungry caterpillar is storing energy for when it becomes a chrysalis and cannot eat. After 2 weeks of eating, the caterpillar is the size of your finger. It attaches itself to a branch with sticky silk and sheds its skin. Now the monarch is a chrysalis. Outside, it has a hard protective case. Inside, its body breaks down into squishy jelly and grows into a new shape, a butterfly. 2 weeks later, the adult butterfly creeps out of the chrysalis shell. At first, its wings are wet and crumpled. Then it squeezes a kind of blood from its fat body into its wings. Its wings grow larger as its tummy shrinks. Once its wings are stiff and dry, the monarch is ready to fly. Fly away, beautiful butterfly. Page 28. Porcupet Explores the Night by Susan Yoder Ackerman. Art by Diane Blasius. The full moon is rising over Rocky Mountain peaks. It shines down into a canyon. Under the roots of an old pine tree, there is scuffling and snuffling. A young porcupine, called a porcupet, comes out of the den where she spent the day resting. Her mother is still asleep in the branches above. Porcupet looks awkward as she slowly waddles on her short, sturdy legs. But she is calm and confident. She is not bothered when a raccoon trundles past her on its way to fish in the nearby stream. She is not afraid to come out at night alone. In the picture, porcupine means quail pig, but these spiny animals are not pigs. They are large rodents related to mice, squirrels, and beavers. If you met Porcupet, the first thing you'd notice would be the long yellowish hairs that flare out over her brownish-black fur. She looks like she's wearing a costume wig. You might be tempted to pet her, but don't do it. Mixed in among the soft hairs are 30,000 sharp, stiff quills. Porcupine quills grow to be 4 inches long and are made of keratin like our own hair and fingernails. But the tip of each quill is covered in barbs, tiny backward-facing hooks that pierce skin easily and then make the quill hard to remove. Enemies beware. Older porcupines need to be careful, too. Porcupines that accidentally get a quill stuck in a foot have to tug it out with their teeth. There's another photograph. The caption reads, "A porcupine's needle-sharp quill slides easily into skin. Then the painful barbs take hold, hooking onto flesh and keeping the quill firmly stuck." Right now, Porcupet is hungry. Mother's milk is good, but porcupines are born with a mouthful of teeth and ready to bite. Porcupet is looking for something to chew on. Clover would be nice, but it isn't always easy to find. Pine needles and the inner bark of the pine tree make a good snack, though, and are never too far away in the forest. Lucky for Porcupet, she is an expert climber. She grips the tree trunk with the rough soles of her feet, where there is no hair. Her long, curved claws pull her along. A great horned owl calls from the treetop. Porcupet stops and raises the quills on her back as a warning. It makes her look a lot bigger than she is. The owl takes off on giant wings to prey on smaller animals that don't have quills. Porcupet backs down the tree and wanders over to the nearby stream. She slips in, searching for tasty water plants. She's a good swimmer. Her quills are hollow, and that helps her stay afloat. A beaver glides past her in the night. Beavers are the biggest rodents in North America, but porcupines aren't far behind. In fact, when Porcupet was born, fully covered in blackish fur, she already weighed a pound, bigger than a newborn black bear. It took only a few hours for some of her soft fur to harden into quills. When grown, Porcupet will weigh about 14 pounds and measure almost 3 feet in length. The photograph is labeled, "Porcupines are born with their eyes open, but they don't see well, even as adults. They have great ears and noses, though." Porcupet pulls herself out of the stream. She sniffs the air, checking it for treats. A bit of salt might be found on a canoe paddle. She could gnaw on bones or antlers lying around in the forest to enjoy their tasty minerals. That would be the perfect end to a night of nibbling. Suddenly, Porcupet catches the strong odor of a mountain lion sneaking up behind her. There is no time to lose. She shakes her body, raising the quills on her rump until she looks like a giant pincushion. Her teeth chatter as a warning as she swings her tail back and forth forcefully. Porcupines can't throw their quills. If the menacing cat can flip Porcupet onto her back, he will bite into her soft, smooth stomach where no quills grow. He creeps closer. There is a snarl of pain. The plan to flip Porcupet failed. The mountain lion slinks away, batting at his mouth where sharp quills dangle. The cat won't get rid of those any time soon. Morning is coming, and it's time to rest. Porcupet finds a large boulder to nestle under and goes to sleep, safe and secure in her prickly porcupine world. Sharing the caring. Do you have a babysitter? Meerkats do. These southern African animals live together in groups of up to 40. When a mom and dad have pups, the whole group helps out. They work together and take turns watching over the babies, bringing them food and teaching them to hunt on their own. Click says, "Wow, those meerkats have 3 babysitters. I usually just have 1 at a time." The last pages of the magazine have an exercise which you can do with your parent, teacher, or guardian. That completes the May-June edition of Click Magazine. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Ron Pariser.